Hi, good afternoon. My name is Carl. I'm calling from eBay. Have you requested a call back?
Hello, Carl. Yes, I have. Yes.
That's great. Just to make you aware, this call may be recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
That's fine.
That's perfect. Can I just confirm your full name as well there, please?
It's Henry James Walmsley.
That's perfect, Henry. And how can I assist you today?
I was wondering if you could tell me why, overnight, eBay systems have come along and deactivated international postage rate tables on all my listings and changed the rate for signed for delivery to a different number in every listing.
Okay, I have a little look for you there.
Given that this happened last week as well, and the advice was to use the bulk editing tool to change it back, I now have to do it again. Do I have to do it every day? Is my question.
Yeah, no, just let me have a look into one or two things for you, Henry. I do apologise. I'm just going to have a look into one or two things. Bear with me just a second. I'm going to just have a quick read up on one or two things for you.
Yep.
And this happened last week as well.
Yes, it did. I think I spoke to Joe.
Okay, look, just give me just a second there. I'll have a quick look into this for you, okay?
Okay.
That's great, thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for holding there, Henry. I really appreciate you. So, I think I know what the issue is.
Aha.
So, would you, if I said to you web interpret, what would you say back to me? Do you have any idea what that is?
Not specifically in this instance.
Okay, so I think it's something that you signed up for. Basically, it's a European sales booster program. So basically, it's an invitation-only program that allows feature and anchor shop holders to translate and list their domestic listings on eBay international markets.
Right.
So I think this is just what I've looked into because I didn't want to keep it on hold for too long. So I think why we're just basically removing all the information is because we're already doing this for you. So, you know, like, it's already being listed on different websites. I think that's what it is. So I'm just going to have another quick look into it before I confirm anything. But this is what I can see. It's like, as for me, it says here, like, you know, please ensure you should customer to us.
So it not only does terrible machine translations that turn my listing titles into garbage, it screws up all my postage rates, does Web Interpret?
I think that's what it... I think it would mess up with the kind of postage rates because...
Because it's not worth £800 a month paying for.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not something you have to be part of. As far as I'm aware, you can leave it if you want, and you can just do all this yourself.
Yes. Well, I've not signed up for it.
So, it would have been something that, like, I'm not saying that you, as far as I'm aware, you are in it.
Well, that's because I can't not be in it.
I don't think you have to be in it. I think you can do this yourself. Let me just pop you back on a brief hold.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. I think because, like, you know, this kind of...
Well, I certainly can't stop my titles being translated. because that was a subject of a previous call. It's standard. It's site-wide.
Okay, so let me just have a look into
that's the
marketing.
Subject of a previous bitter complaint.
Okay, so I think this is the whole thing. So because, like, you know, your items are showing up on international sites, that's the reason why it's messing with the rate tables. And again, as you already are aware, that's the reason for the translations. So just give me a second and I'll just see if there's any way that you can not be part of the web interpreter part.
Okay, that'd be
and
great.
And just do it yourself, because it's up, you know, just bear with me there. And I'll see if there's any way you can leave this. Thanks so much. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for holding there. I really appreciate you. Look, I'm going to let you go.
Yep.
I'm going to get sorted out in the background and give you a call back later on. I just have to basically, I can't remove you from it. A different team does deals with it, so I'm going to get onto them straight away, give all the details, get you taken out of Web Interpreter altogether. And then I'll ring you back and we can go through just reapplying the right tables and stuff, and then going forward, you won't be part of Web Interpreter, so it won't flag and these won't be removed.
I'll do my rate tables myself, thank you. Because last time someone did that for me, they screwed that up as well.
Okay, look, well, don't touch anything for the moment. Let me give you a call back when everything's removed, just to save you a bit of time. And then if you want to go ahead and do it yourself, then that's fine. But just wait till I advise you. That's all sorted for us, if that's okay.
Well, I have to do it now, because otherwise people will be getting signed for postage for a third of the price it should be. So that I have to do.
Okay, look, I'm going to get on this straight away.
Or shut down altogether, which is another alternative.
No, just change them now. This will be done really quickly, and I'll give you a quick email or a quick call just to advise.
Okay.
Okay.
On a different,
thanks so much.
On a different
Sorry?
Subject.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I had an issue concerning something else. Let's not go into it now.
Okay.
And I was told that the only thing that I could do was to send a letter into the Dublin Custom Services address. It's been 5 weeks since they received that letter. Got the tracking details. Is there any way that you can tell me whether they just throw that in the bin, or if I can expect a reply at some point?
Look, what was the address you sent us?
It was the one I was given on the phone. I can find it if you really want. It was the Dublin Customer Services, customer accounts address.
Look, if it was up to the Office of the President or anything like that, or OTP, would any of those make any sense to you?
Hang on.
Because there's the turnaround is very slow for that. What was the complaint about?
It was concerning invisible capping related to the UK VAT threshold when I'd registered in April.
Yeah, it sounds like that would go up to like the head office, which would be the OTP. So there is like about 6 to 8 week turnaround.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I do.
I shall continue waiting then on that one.
And give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to get all this sorted and I'll give you a quick call back just to let you know it's done then, okay?
Okay.
All right, Henry, I'll speak to you very soon, okay?
Bye now.
Thank you. Speak to you again. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, this is Henry.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Henry. Thanks so much for taking the call there. My name is Carl. I'm calling back from eBay.
Yep.
So I just emailed across to that other team there in relation to the web interpreter that you want to get removed.
Yes.
So I've just been advised of a couple of things. Just to advise you before you opt out of this, okay? So, these are the benefits, like, you know, you do realise the benefits are, like, you know, obviously, I don't think you actually like them anyway. It was, I suppose, the kind of the translating and it shows in all the different European countries and stuff in the correct languages. You don't like that. That's the reason that you want to leave, is that correct?
If I can get that taken off, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to get you just to email what's called an exit request.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the email address now. So okay. It's support.
Oh, hang on a moment.
Yeah, no, take your time. Grab a pen or whatever.
Yep.
So support.
Yep.
At.
Yep.
Web Interpret, which is Whiskey Echo Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
India November.
Yep.
Tango Echo.
Yep.
Romeo Papa.
Yep.
Romeo Echo.
Yep.
Tango
Okay.
.com. Just explain to them, do you know your user ID?
Yes.
Okay, so just save that in there and explain that you just want to be removed because you don't like how it disturbs your rate tables and you don't like how the translations look.
Right.
And you'd rather just sell internationally yourself.
I will absolutely give that a go.
And they'll get back to you and advise you of the time frames and stuff like that. If you go then into your site preferences once it's all done,
yeah.
And you'll see if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a little tab called Third Party Preferences. There should be something there for Web Interpret. Just remove that.
Right.
And that's what you have to wait till this part is finished first.
Yeah.
So just if you leave yourself a little note of that.
Yep, doing so.
Like I said, any of your rate tables and stuff then won't be disturbed once this is all finalised and processed, okay?
Yes, marvellous.
That's perfect. Again, I do apologise that this wasn't kind of like picked up on sooner, and this is why the rate tables are being all messed about. But like I said, once you email this, you're free to leave, so they'll get this all sorted for you, okay?
I will certainly give that a try and have the normal level of expectations. Make of that what you will.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can help you while I give you this quick call?
No, that's fine, thank you.
That's no problem at all, Henry. Listen, thanks so much for your patience. I really appreciate it, and have a lovely day, okay?
Okay, bye now.
Thank you, bye-bye.
In our career.